We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
409 DGS, blustery, cold, raw day out there. Tony, you want to talk about that?
Sure, we can talk about it.
Okay.
It's a classic feed the trolls story, and I just fed the trolls, and I'm feeling...
You responded to the
upset
person?
Upset at myself for doing that. Yeah, we talk about how some people, like, we... Particularly me, being in the position that I'm in, not voting for Donald Trump or Joe Biden... really makes some people mad. Because when I'm critical of Joe Biden, that makes people mad. They think I'm in the bag for Trump. When I am, like you, sometimes critical of the president,
yeah,
they think I'm in the bag for, you know, whatever. Somebody said on Twitter, I got this, and I got this morning, which this conversation happened on Friday, so I don't know what took so long for this. Maybe they podcasted it. Yeah. Says that if you listen to Tony Colombo talk about the laptop, you'd think that Rudy Giuliani is the most honest, noble man ever, with no possible ulterior motives. Tony has no problem accusing Hunter Biden of being a pedophile based on Rudy's word alone and no substantiated evidence. I think what I said was that when you have these type of allegations and you're showing these emails, I would like to know more. I think that's what I said. I also called Rudy Giuliani crazy. Remember when I said, has Rudy Giuliani always been crazy? Did he just used to hide it well, or has he just lost his mind here recently? So, not the biggest Rudy Giuliani fan. Says he's lost all respect for me. That's fine. I don't want your respect. If this was one of Donald J. Trump's kids being accused of the same thing, he'd, me, would act morally outraged. Clearly, Tony, no. Oh, he says I wouldn't act morally outraged. Clearly, Tony will say whatever it takes to help Donald J. Trump's campaign narrative, no matter how low he has to stoop. It's disgusting. I'm not voting for Donald Trump.
No.
Yeah.
I've been very clear about that.
If you're in the bag, you're subtle.
Yeah.
You're playing some four-dimensional chess here.
Not voting for Donald Trump. And I don't... Again, I've been yelled at so many times and called so many names because I call out the president and I'm critical of him when I feel like it's appropriate to be. So I don't think that's stooping to any level to press his narrative. And then he says, I thought Tony was fairly objective and common sense thinker, but it's clear now that he's full on drinking that conspiracy trash Kool-Aid. Why don't you just go represent QAnon? I don't even know what that means.
Wow.
Yeah. So I replied, which I shouldn't have replied. I'm the one that always tells people don't
feed
the
trolls. What'd you say, basically?
I always say, don't feed the trolls. Don't feed the trolls. Rachel, I always say, don't feed the trolls.
And here I go doing it.
What did I say?
It would make me so happy if you left the show and you went and managed QAnon.
What did I say?
Yeah, I also am curious, like... By representing them, like...
What's that mean? Sounds like a pretty good gig. Hello, I'm Tony from QAnon.
I said, please don't tell me what I said or how I feel. Are you mad because I said I'd like more information? And of course, someone should investigate what Joe knew. I also called Rudy crazy and asked if he was always crazy. Also, I've always said the president is not above the law, neither is his family. I'm not voting for Trump. I've been beyond clear about that. I think both parties have failed us. I don't care about your respect, but please don't put words in my mouth.
I don't know. Is that too much?
A nice response to that. You're really good at that.
Yeah. Rach, want to do some headlines?
I bet that person doesn't think I was being nice.
Well, he's wrong.
Yeah, we can do headlines if you want.
I would like to.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, your one-stop shop for certified Angus beef. Go see the Schnucks Butchers for more help on that.
Oh, boy, I like certified meat.
Ooh, I do. Mm.
Man, this is an unfortunate story.
Like and a good pork steak.
As a producer, my heart goes out to Brett Baer's show because they made a mistake. They made a very stupid mistake, and they were getting killed online for it. So Brett Baer's special report with Brett Baer was doing a story about the wildfires out in Denver, and then they kind of bumped out of the segment with Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash, which seems crazy unless you watch Fox. I have heard Ring of Fire on Fox like a lot. It's just one of the bumper songs.
It's just in rotation.
Yeah, I think it was in, but, and the person who made that decision was probably like, a lower level. It was probably the person just like, oh, throwing together a package and grabbed a song, or they thought they were being cute. But it wasn't Brett Baer who said,
right,
and play us out with Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. So he came out and said, this was a total mistake, and I'm really sorry, and it was completely unintentional.
You know what, though? Having never heard anything about this story before 20 seconds ago, here is the most biggest reaction anyone should ever have. Oh, that's kind of crappy.
Yeah, you're right.
Pass me the potatoes.
Yeah, somebody.
That's the reaction to have.
Yeah, somebody wasn't paying attention here. That's the reaction to have. Like, oh, somebody messed up.
It's almost like we're all on antidepressants. Whatever it is that makes you jacked up and crazy, it's like that's what we're all on. That's the kind of thing, like, and you're right, Rach, maybe someone thought it was cute. Well, it wasn't. Mm-mm. Lesson learned. You move on. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's one of those things where I just feel bad knowing that I've made mistakes, not on purpose, that it's like you hear it and you're like, what did I just do? That was so stupid, but it was unintentional. I just
let me also say this
on that one.
Not to get all Teddy Roosevelt, you know, the courageous man who's in the ring and bloodied from battle and all that, because at the end of the day, you're picking outro music for a cable show. Who cares? But Brett Baer's doing something. That person's doing something. They're putting their butts on the line, and they're out there doing something. Maybe cut them a little bit of slack as you sit on your ass on your sofa.
Well, yeah. And like I said, Brett is not the one choosing the bumper music.
But whoever it was.
But he would be the one taking all of the flack for it because he's the face. So
God, we become dumb.
The Metro East is going to see some new coronavirus restrictions starting Wednesday. They've had a steady positivity rate of 8% of above for 3 consecutive days. So these are some pretty strict restrictions. Bars and restaurants are not allowing indoor service. You have to make a reservation. What else is it here? They're closing at 11 p.m., so that's kind of crippling for a lot of bars and restaurants. I mean, that's
statewide, right?
This is for the Metro East. Okay. This is for certain regions in the Metro East.
I wonder whose call that was, the governor's?
I assume so.
Yeah, I would assume.
They would look at it and say there's a hot spot in the Metro East?
Yeah, they have a system that they use. And like I said, like if you're on a certain day streak of positivity cases increasing, you have to take part in this.
Yeah.
And then gaming and casinos close at 11 p.m. are limited to 25% capacity and follow the same rules as bars and restaurants if they're serving any type of food or drink.
Gotcha.
So that stinks. Hopefully they can get out of that situation really quickly because we obviously want to see local businesses do great during this time.
How big of a blow is it to you personally and life if we have to do that? Because it's all about us. It's all about wherever you're listening locally. If the city and the county in St. Charles County, if we go back to March and April because we have a spike, how bad does that punch you guys in the gut?
Really bad.
Yeah, it'd be really disheartening. I mean, I don't mind making this. I mean, I don't mind not eating in a restaurant, but I want those restaurants to make money.
Yeah, I agree.
So it all comes down to you hate to see the economic like devastation by something like that. And it is devastation. You don't want to see little boutiques that are, you know, local businesses having to shut down and let people come in and shop. I just say put a mask on whenever you're going out. It really reduces the risk of spreading it, and then we can keep everything open and everybody's happy.
And don't go if you're not comfortable.
Right, exactly.
I completely understand that.
Oh, there's so many things that are open that I won't do because I'm not comfortable, and that doesn't make me...
Nope.
It's whatever. I'm happy for them that they get to be open.
But I don't look at that business and go, how could you?
Right.
How could you be open right now? Oh, if people want that service, want to shop there, want to eat there...
What degree, percentage-wise, do you guys feel the experts across the board understand what's going on with COVID? How comfortable, confident are you that someone up there knows what's going on?
I don't think anyone knows where this is going, which is sad because that's how I felt in March. And I don't think we have any more of a firm grip on that than we ever had.
I'm with you. I don't feel like if we are farther along, although the president keeps saying, and he's been saying this for months, we're weeks away, and we're obviously haven't been each time.
Yeah.
Look, I want a vaccine. I'll be first in line. Let's do it. I don't care what administration comes up with it. But I don't feel a lot different than I did in April or May.
They've come a long way with the treatments. I mean, we're a lot better at fighting it now,
yeah,
according
for sure.
to death rates.
For sure.
You know, like, it's not...
And I wish someone would have
people.
The balls to say it. If someone... First of all, I wish there was still a task force.
Right.
I wish Trump was talking to some doctors. But... I wish someone would just come out and say, we're going to be honest with you. It's more people are going to get it. More people are going to get sick than ever have, but fewer are going to die. We have better treatments. We have the resources ready to go. But these are the facts. And here's how to fight against it. Now, maybe they're hinting at that, but I wish someone would just say it. Then at least I know where I stand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's a better chance of me getting sick now than there was in March or April. But there's a much better chance of me living. Okay, let's go.
You really only see conservatives say that the death rate has gone down exponentially. And you really only, and then you only hear liberals or like mainstream media be like, and it's worse than ever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, there's a middle ground there. It's getting better in terms of it's not killing as many people, which is incredible, and we should be celebrating that. But you still be extremely careful and protect yourself and others. Why is it so hard to hold both of those thoughts in your mind at the same time? I find it incredibly easy. It's easy for me.
Agreed.
But apparently on a mass scale, we are incapable of messaging it that way.
Yeah.
It's
the dumbest thing we've ever made political. Now, I understand making it political if you say... The Trump administration is botching this, or the Biden administration would completely blah, blah, blah. I get that. But as far as judging each other, this just seems insane to me. How we judge each other about what we do and how we do it. And
Moving on here in headlines, Felicity Huffman. I know you guys were all wondering. She has paid her full debt to society. She's completed 11 grueling days in prison.
Oh.
I think she's really learned her lesson. No, I kid. I appreciate that she was pretty humble from the get-go. She also completed 250 hours of community service and 1 year of supervised release. So she's done.
She handled it the right way.
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was no Aunt Becky about it.
That's right.
Someone just called LeBeau and said, the CDC says that masks don't work. Can we fact check that? I think I would have probably heard about that if the CDC came out and said, hey, take your mask off. Now, I grant you, the CDC, World Health Organization, Fauci, Trump, Biden, everyone's been all over the place over the past 7-8 months. But I'm not sure the CDC has come out and said, masks don't work. I think someone would have sent me an email or something.
I think when people say that, and you know, I'm sure someone will correct me, I think they're referring to at the beginning, they said, don't wear a mask. And then they came back and changed it.
Here's the thing I don't get, though. I want to do what works. I don't want it, like, I agree with all that. But let's say that the CDC says, we're wrong about that. Here's our best science. I have not a cell in my body wants to go, nope, 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 nope. You guys said no 8 months ago, and that's what I'm going with. I'm going with whatever is supposed to keep me and everyone else the safest.
The latest thing that I can find from the CDC on the CDC's website was from about 7 days ago, and they issued a guidance, an interim guidance, saying wearing of face masks while on public conveyances and at stations, ports, and similar transportation hubs. The purpose of this guidance is to provide a This guidance provides a strong recommendation for wearing of masks by passengers on and operators of conveyances to prevent spread of the virus that causes COVID-19. This was a guidance that the CDC issued about 7 days ago.
Hello, Pam. Go ahead. Hi, Pam.
I work at a hospital. Sorry, mm-hmm. I just took a bite of an apple. I just got off work. The masks don't work. The only mask that protects you is an N95. It's a common cold virus, so it's not any worse than the flu. For my age, I'm 62. It's a 99.5% survival rate. So why is everybody freaked out about it?
I mean, I'm freaked out about it because the world's freaked out about it.
I've been taking care of COVID patients since March, and it's like, excuse my French.
Well, let's get rid of her because you should be smart enough to not do that on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting a workout with that.
I know. These people are
making me. See, I was just trying to get you ready for
all these Hoosiers lately.
I know,
cussing
right?
on the radio.
All these sailors.
See, you do it and everyone thinks it's okay.
Yeah, I do. Right. Another treat for everybody listening on the stream.
There's also a article on the CDC website from, I can't believe we're doing this, but there's also on this an article on the CDC website from about 7 hours ago that does say that cloth masks are, of course, less effective than medical masks, but they are better than none at all.
Yeah,
so.
The N95 mask is the only one that's like 100%.
Rach, you say
100%.
Like, I don't know why we're doing this. You may be right about the DHS, like, we shouldn't do this, but Pam, the perfect example, who works at a hospital, cares for COVID patients, and just said, what's the big effing deal?
Well, I mean, she said she works at a hospital, but we have absolutely no way of knowing if that information is correct.
Right.
Tomorrow at 3:40, we'll talk to Dr. Tiffany Osborne, who is, in fact, a doctor working at a hospital on COVID.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 432. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Before we jump into the weather, let's continue this couple more phone calls we had. Pam called, said she works in a hospital, and COVID's no worse than the cold, and what's the big effing deal, which we had to dump, of course.
I got to hear that, by the way.
Yeah, I figured you did. A lot of people, anyone streaming got to hear it.
Yeah, everyone's streaming, you heard it.
I think it's a big effing deal.
Thank you.
Anytime someone dies, I think the flu can be a big effing deal. I think Alzheimer's can be a big effing deal. I think that's very crass. I'm glad she's listening.
Mm-hmm.
Hope you go out and buy my products I'm selling, but I disagree with you. I think that's incredibly crass to say about anything that has affected this country so bad and taken so many lives. I think that you can, and we're discussing this on the break. Tony was kind of making this point. I'll take it from him. You can very validly and intelligently question what's going on with COVID. I do too. You can question, what good is this going to do me to XYZ? Not fly, wear a mask all the time, do this, not visit people for Thanksgiving. You can question all those things, but when a couple hundred thousand people have died, I think it's a big effing deal.
Yeah.
And certainly I was, them.
The ironic thing is I was just about to make the point and sort of just thought experiment the room because that's what we were doing. We were talking about the future and where are we going. And I was thinking of the same numbers that she brought up, how the death rate has gone down so low and it's under 1% or at 1% in many, if not most, demographics. And so I was going to ask, what do you think of that? And does that change the way people think? And I think that's a legitimate question. I think it's a very good thing to talk about. But when you just go to one side, on either side, because the shut down the economy people are just as passionate and can be just as ridiculous sometimes, and just dismiss the other side completely like there's no room for conversation. Of course there's room for conversation. It's killed 200,000 Americans. We've never seen anything like it. We keep seeing doctors being wrong and changing their minds. There's something to talk about here.
Yeah.
But you don't have to just go to your extreme side and say, I'm not listening to anybody.
What concerns me the most is that the fact that we don't know so much. When you hear these things, and let's face it, we're hearing them. They're in medical journals, but it's almost like gossip at this point. When you hear that there are long-term heart effects, long-term brain effects, long-term effects on kids, of course that terrifies me.
Yeah.
I don't want it. I don't want it for Nick or Phoebe. So I don't think you have to be alarmist. I'm not a fan of shutting down like we did before. But, yeah, I think it's a big deal. Kitty, thanks for calling in. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave. I get it.
Thank you very much.
Hi. I'm a new nurse. And regarding what the 62-year-old nurse said, I work in a neuro ICU. And COVID is scary. We don't know a lot. So wear your mask. Take your precautions. Don't do your family gatherings. You know, I don't agree with her numbers, her statistics. I've seen my family members, other patients, you know, being in the ICU dying because they didn't agree with what is going on. And I understand. The media, everything is giving us conflicting views. I think if we had one straight view, things would be different.
You know, I just realized this may be the worst analogy in the history of the DGS, but I sort of think of COVID the way I do climate change. That is climate change. Do we need to spend every dime that we have because we're going to be dead in 10 years? I don't think so. I could be wrong. Everyone could be dead in 10 years because I'm wrong about climate change. But shouldn't we all do everything we can within reason to try to keep things as good as we can? Is there any reason to not support the environment? Of course not. And I kind of feel the same way about COVID. I don't go to bed and wake up every day crying because I'm terrified of what COVID is going to do. But at the same time, if there's something simple I can do to help out, why wouldn't I do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's kind of analogous to me. So David's crap out there. I mean,
boy, is it ever.
Right?
It's 39, 40 degrees right now. Just for a comparison, we should be around 65 this time of year.
Ugh. Ooh, so I didn't realize that.
Miserable. Yeah. It is miserable. It feels miserable. Rain continues into the night. For the most part, kind of at this point, a light rain, but still a steady rain. Could be some wet snowflakes, could be some flurries around from time to time. Tomorrow, same story, less moisture, but still a chance of some showers and some flurries. Again, right around 40 degrees for the high. Stays cold Tuesday night. Wednesday, kind of a transition day again. It's okay in the morning. Mix of clouds and sun. Next system coming out of the southwest will spread rain our way late on Wednesday, but it's warmer, 58, wet, a soaking rain, all rain, Wednesday night, Thursday about 55, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, lots of sunshine with temperatures in the 50s. Halloween is going to be fine across St. Louis. Hurricane Zeta is going to hit Cancun tonight. It's kind of in the process right now. Turn a little bit to the north, swing towards the favorite spot, the Central Gulf. New Orleans may not escape this one, though. And that would be Wednesday night into Thursday.
What comes after Zeta?
Whatever the Greek alphabet is.
Alpha, beta, gamma, eta.
You just made that up. You just rhymed something with Zeta.
Uh-uh. Alpha, beta, gamma, delta, epsilon, zeta, eta.
That's not a thing. Hello, Jamie. Thanks for calling.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, good. Thank you, Jamie.
I was just commenting on the whole COVID discussion. You know, I have my 10-year-old got diagnosed with leukemia last year, pre-COVID. So we were already cognizant of social distancing and things because something as easy as a common cold would put him in the hospital for 6 or 8 days.
Yeah.
It's just horrible that people do not even consider anything outside of their own little world and how it might impact even something as simple as the flu, how that might impact somebody else. And they still continue to go to work with a cough or, you know, go out to eat or all the other things. And they get mad over just being asked simply wear a mask. It's totally selfish and horrible that people feel that way. And it gets me every day.
Jamie, how's your son?
Oh, he's doing pretty well. Yeah, he's responding very well to all the treatments. We go to the Children's Hospital and we see kids in way worse condition than he is, and yeah. we're blessed that he's doing well. But you know, when you're on lockdown for that,
sure,
this is nothing much more, and you're just asking people to think about others. How that's just the bane of humanity, isn't it? That's what we're here for, right? Not the bane, but.
Yeah, the
purpose.
You get what I'm saying. Yeah, the purpose. Yeah, I get
you.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. All the best to you and to your family, Jamie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, being in that position would make you think very, very differently about it. I don't know. I hate that it's a thing. I honestly, I'm a mask wearer. I'm not 100%, but I'm pretty close. And when I go into a public place and someone's not wearing a mask, I don't, not a cell in my body wants to go up and berate them. Maybe they have some sort of a condition where they can't wear a mask. They have a different opinion than me. That's okay. That's okay. But I can still say here on the air, overall, unless you do have some specific thing, I don't get it. Like if putting Saran wrap, anything that would help at all,
mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
Thanks, Dave.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, a few minutes shy of 5 p.m. It's the first time in 20 years I've done this. I've never, ever outed someone on their marital problems, but the Webbers are struggling. The cutest reason I've ever heard.
Let's hear it.
If you guys break up, I'm coming after you because you're freaking adorable. Why is Lori mad at you right now?
Because I'm eating too much of the Halloween candy.
that is
that
adorable.
Not the best?
And I wouldn't say mad. She's calling me out on it consistently. And I don't normally get into the Halloween candy, but we're not going to have as many trick-or-treaters this year, so I've started, you know, dipping in. Because we got the full-size bars, you know. That's how we roll. That's how we roll.
I don't know if you've ever mentioned that before.
I've never heard him say that.
Not this year. Not this year.
No. Let me just say something. I said before, Halloween is my toughest diet holiday.
Yeah.
But it's because they're fun size. You're just grabbing a full size and just taking her down.
I'm beginning
You're
to
my
see
idol.
What Lori is saying.
Love it. You're my idol. Hello, Frank Cusimano.
Well, if it's a Kit Kat bar, I can't blame them either.
Yeah. That's like fifth of my list, though. They're good, but I like M&M's and Twix bars, Three Musketeers, Reese's. Full-size Hershey's, they're all good.
Frank, you're a wealthy man. Are you going with the full-size bars there where you live?
We don't go like the extra large, but we do go good size. Yes, not the little tiny ones. Keith Kachuk was legendary for this. My kids, we don't live that close to Kachuk's. They would always beg, after we're done in the neighborhood, can we go to the Kachuk's? And they'd have the biggest ones ever.
Yeah, I get like a half dozen of the giant Hershey bars. And if the kid has a really good joke I've never heard before, that's what they get.
Wow.
Everybody has to have a joke, period.
The merit-based system.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But if they have a funny one that makes me laugh, I've never heard it, boom, here's a giant Hershey.
Yeah, not welfare, reward achievement.
Exactly.
I grew up in a non-joke state. I never heard of it until I got over here.
Gotta have a joke.
You got to. It's what makes Halloween fun for those of us handing out candy.
Tony?
It's not fun for the kids.
It is fun for the kids.
Yeah.
I had fun with making up jokes.
Too.
Yeah.
Tell you.
It's like you're wrong, Tone. Want to cuss?
Let her rip. We do that now.
This is what this show's all about.
This show's all about
cursing. Frank, what went on over the weekend?
A lot of interesting things. First of all, Mizzou They beat a Kentucky team, and Mizzou has this reputation of they're going to have to throw the ball like 60 times a game to beat you because they have this creative coach. But nobody throws on Kentucky very well, so they decided to run it. And their running back, Larry Roundtree, ran the ball 37 times. Kentucky had 36 plays. So it goes to show that Coach Drinkwitz has got a really good offensive mind, and he's going to find the best way to beat you every week. And I'll tell you something, too, very interesting, is you beat Florida this week, and that's a tall task, and all of a sudden you're playing Georgia for the division championship possibly. So things have gotten real positive for Mizzou, and it's mainly because of the coach and the quarterback who I believe in both strongly.
What does the football offseason look like? Will there be an SEC championship game and followed by, like, what are the differences postseason-wise this year than a normal year?
Well, they're planning on an SEC championship game, and they're planning on a national semifinal national championship game. The lesser bowls, some of them have already been canceled, and there's still a debate about whether you'll have the Rose and the Sugar and things like that.
What was biggest takeaways from the NFL weekend?
Well, it's interesting. After a couple of weeks, we're all thinking, gosh, this Bill Belichick, he's the smart one. He's going to get the last laugh on Tom Brady. He went out and got Cam Newton, and he says, Cam is such a joy to be around, and we're having fun here and everything. Well, now Cam Newton's had two miserable games in a row, and Tom Brady may be quarterbacking the best team in the National Football League. And they just added Antonio Brown, who will become eligible in a couple of weeks. So bottom line is, it's not about coaches. It's about players. Tom Brady's surrounded by great ones. Bill Belichick does not have a good roster right now.
Anything else happening with the Cardinals after the Yadier Molina snub and the Golden Gloves?
No, but it's just this Randy Arozarena continues to be the best player in baseball. And the guy they traded for, I would hate to be the guy they traded for. His name is Matthew Liberatore. He's a 6'5 lefty, highly regarded. But if Arozarena keeps this up and has a great career, then Liberatore is going to have to be Steve Carlton to rationalize this trade. We'll see what happens. It's still early in Arozarena's career. And don't look now, by the way, but this World Series has become fascinating. I mean, on Saturday night, you have a guy who hadn't had an RBI since July get a base hit. It ties the game. And then Arozarena is going to win the game, but he falls down. And then the catcher doubles the ball. Then Arozarena gets up and scores, and the Rays win. So we're going to have a real interesting Game 6 coming up on Tuesday night.
How are the ratings for that? You know, it was famously terrible. The NBA ratings were so bad in the finals.
I would have thought 5 months ago, you tell me that we're playing the World Series, the ratings are bigger than ever because we're all so thirsty for it. Why are they so terrible?
It's a combination of things. One is no fans. I think that affects it. The ballpark atmosphere is not as good. Two is you had a lot of things in terms of the total postseason competing against, you know, the NBA and other sports at the same time. At one time, you had like four sports going on at one time. And by the way, if you're baseball, the last thing you ever want to do is be on TV the same night the NFL's on, because it could be the Bengals and the Browns and the NFL will destroy the World Series. That's how big the NFL is. But I think after the drama over the weekend, that we could have a very good rating for Game 6 on Tuesday night.
Anything else from the NHL after announcing the postponement of the Winter Classic with the Blues and the All-Star? They talked about when that game may be played and when that season may get started yet?
Well, you brought it up, and I'll give you credit, Tony, that there's, you know, I didn't think that the players would allow any part of a bubble again. And it won't be a bubble in two cities, but it is being discussed about a bubble in four cities.
Yeah, the pod cities or whatever. Which, I keep hearing about that.
Yeah, I don't think it's a great idea, but, you know, anything to keep the sport going and to keep people safe, that's the right way to go. But, yeah, the Winter Classic in terms of the Blues and Minnesota, that won't happen until the following year. And
did they ever give out a time? Have they indicated a timeline yet, since they're not going to be starting in early January? Have they given any indication when they're looking at starting?
Well, that's still on the table, actually starting the season in early January.
Oh, okay,
that's
just without the Winter Classic. Got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Have a great week. We'll talk to you on Thursday.
Okay, take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.